WBBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And Cooper, let's replace these clowns. And the way to do that is put your shoulders to the wheel and shove with cash. The support is good. Liking the show is good. Listening to the show is good. Telling someone else is even better. But best of all, send in money. That's the That's the mother's milk, the lifeblood of building an organization. And that's exactly what we need to do. And as Mike Ribeiro makes clear in his announcement piece, that's so eloquent, advertising is not the way to go. It doesn't cut the mustard. And the left is, what do they call, what's the term they use? Demonetizing. And then they have another phrase, deplatforming their opposition. This is what they like to do. They like to kill their opposition, get rid of it. They don't believe in free speech. Free speech for a left-winger is his or her freedom to speak. That's what free speech is. Really, that's what they think free speech is. Your freedom to speak is not free speech. Your freedom to speak is, in fact, what's the term? You know what it is. There are two terms, hate speech or racism. Those are the two. Anytime you open your mouth, that's what's coming out, hate speech or racism. Man.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish.
Hey, folks.
From dusk till dawn.
Well, Kelso was out plowing the field there. Sorry about that. And thank you for joining us today here on the Trump Phenomenon. That was by the way, that's what you're paying for, one of the things you're paying for at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Make your contribution now. RBN's got engineers, real engineers, in a real building, in a real network. It's not a shoutcast from grandma's basement. The fuel that makes it run is your contributions. So get those in. And so I apologize for being late to my own show here. And boy, I apologize for, I'll give you another apology. Yesterday was a good show. We had a good deal, but I missed the story. I missed the big story. Here, let me go find it right now, actually. Let's go for it. We can probably find it right here. And coming up. Oh. And one of the things I really like from the audience is if I miss a story, grab it for me. Call me up and let me know that I missed the story. What's going on here? Hang on just a second here. Here we go. Well, try again. Here we go. Right here. We'll get it. Don't worry. Come on, computer. Don't fail me now. Let's try here. And, well, this computer is not happy over here. Let's try this. Why is this computer not happy? What am I doing wrong? I am doing something wrong, because this computer is not happy. Let's go over to this computer here and get some happiness out of this computer. All right, open up a browser, quick like a bunny, and here we are. We'll try it right here. Oh, I'm taking a chance on this one. Come on, boys and girls. Huh. Okay. No. Let's see here. Well, let's go. Okay, another try. Where is he? Well, the big story yesterday, here, let's go here. The big story was Bill Barr. The day before, I had mentioned Bill Barr was the story, and Bill Barr is the story. And Bill Barr has appointed a federal prosecutor to investigate the demon rat corruption. Okay, finally, here we are, something. And let's get to this story. This was the story yesterday. I missed it entirely. Let's hope they've got it in the story here. Come on. Anyway, that is the story. Bill Barr appointing a prosecutor to investigate the origin of the witch hunt, the Russiagate witch hunt, and the this is the most nervous moment for the Democrats yet. This is really a problem for them. Because this promises to send a bunch of them to prison. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Finally, my gosh, I apologize, folks. Attorney General William Barr has appointed a U.S. attorney to examine the origins of the Russia investigation. Barr appointed John Durham. That's the story, folks. John Durham. And apparently, from everything I've read or seen on the subject, John Durham is a straight shooter. He is U.S. attorney in Connecticut. He will conduct the inquiry. Durham's appointment comes a month after Barr told members of Congress he believed, quote, spying did occur, unquote, on the Trump campaign in 2016. This inquiry, which will focus on whether the government's methods to collect intelligence relating to the Trump campaign were lawful, is separate from an investigation by the Justice Department's Inspector General. And the That would be Michael Horowitz. And this is a big, big deal. A huge, huge, big deal. The Horowitz Inspector General thing, which we've been... how long have we been expecting the Inspector General thing? For years. And we keep hearing it's coming out in a... Soon. Horowitz's report is coming out. Well, I'm getting tired of waiting. Now, and it's supposedly it's going to have bombshells, and it's going to be a big, big deal. Well, there's only so many years you can wait for something. This Barr didn't take years. He took a couple weeks to come up with not an investigator. The IG, Horowitz, is not a prosecutor. And the IG, if he issues a report, is more likely to issue something that's saying, well, I found some bad practices in the FBI. I found some bad practices in the Justice Department, some violations of policy. These are no-nos. This shouldn't happen. We should reform the system. That's the kind of thing that inspector generals come out with. Inspectors general, I guess, would be the plural. A federal prosecutor puts people in jail. That's what's needed. It'd be good to have a report saying bad things happened and the system failed. That's something, but not enough. Let's go back to the Durham story here. Let's look the man up, actually. John Durham. All right, here we go. John Durham. Now let's hope he works fast. John Durham. He is born in 1950. I think Bill Barr was born in 52. In 1950, rather. John Henry Durham. Big bad John Henry Durham. U.S. Attorney for the District of Connecticut. Best known for leading an inquiry into allegations that FBI agents and Boston police had ties with the mob. Woo! This guy knows how to wrestle in the mud. An inquiry into allegations that FBI agents and the Boston police had ties with the mob? This guy knows how to go after what? Dirty cops. And what is the FBI Justice Department story about? Russiagate. The witch hunt. It's about dirty cops like James Comey and Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. He was also appointed as special prosecutor regarding the 2005 CIA interrogation tapes destruction. So he's also familiar with how to go after feds who destroy evidence, like Hillary Clinton smashing mobile devices with a hammer, bleach bidding, computers. On November 1st, 2017, he was nominated by President Trump to be Connecticut's next U.S. attorney. On February 15th, 2018, his nomination to be the United States attorney was confirmed by voice vote, sworn in on February 22nd, 2018. So, the demon rats are going to have a hard time pillorying the man that they confirmed by voice vote just a few months ago. A year and something ago. Went to Colgate University, graduated with honors. Law degree from the University of Connecticut. We'll come right back. Finally covering, one day late, the story, Bill Barr appointing John Durham. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all
day. Hey, we're back, folks.
He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, he just said
hi. I'll tell you what. This John Durham fella, this guy has been in some – he's been in some big cases. He again, the demon rats are going to have a hard time. They're going to attack John Durham. They're attacking now Bill Barr, but it's Barr is going to go after the greatest crime of involving dirty cops in American history, and Durham looks like he's cut out to do the job. As I said, in 2008, John Durham was appointed by then Attorney General Michael Mukasey, and Mukasey is still a big figure in Washington. To investigate the destruction of CIA videotapes of detainee interrogation. Now get this. In August of 2009, Attorney General Eric Holder appointed Durham to lead the Justice Department's investigation of the legality of the CIA's use of so-called enhanced interrogation techniques. So these are hot topics. In November of 2011, John Durham was included in the New Republic's list of Washington's most powerful but least famous people. Durham was named to investigate allegations that FBI informants James Whitey Bulger and Stephen the Rifleman Flemmy had corrupted their FBI handlers. In 2002, Durham helped secure the conviction of retired FBI agent John Connolly, who was sentenced to 10 years in prison on federal racketeering charges for protecting Whitey Bulger and Flemmy from prosecution and wanting Bulger to flee just before the gangster's 1995 indictment. He also gathered evidence, that's Durham, against retired FBI agent Paul Rico, indicted in Oklahoma on charges that he helped Whitey Bulger kill a Tulsa businessman. He also led, this is John Durham, a series of high-profile prosecutions in Connecticut against the New England Mafia and corrupt politicians, including former Governor John G. Rowland. So, folks, this guy has seen some heavy legal fighting. So it sounds like Bill Barr may have picked the perfect man to investigate the dirty cops like James Comey at the top of the FBI. That is the big story. Now, the question is, will he make stuff happen quickly? How fast will John Durham put together a team? How fast will he uncover material that he can comment upon, or that he can not comment upon, because that's not his job? His job would be to file an indictment if he finds that criminality has occurred. And that's a big task that takes some hard examination, so the things won't happen immediately. But I'll tell you what, the demon rats responsible for the attempted coup, the failed coup d'etat against Donald Trump, need to be losing sleep. This guy could put that, is capable of putting them in prison. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. Let me get that screen going here. And let me get another screen going here that I couldn't get operating earlier. Sorry about that. There we go. All right. This one has come back into action here. So here we are. We got the computer we needed to have going all along going. And now let me go to my favorite place in the universe, Donald Trump's Twitter account, and see what he's tweeting. Here it is. And this is he's got two accounts. Hang on, folks. I've been unaware of this. Let me look. He may have two giant accounts. One in addition to the one I've been looking at all this time. All right. Now, in the one I've been looking at here on this show, his latest tweet is 1 hour ago. And he tweets, "The golden age of American energy is now underway." And this is one of the huge achievements of Donald Trump. Hang on, we'll be right back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over,
hey, we're back, folks.
It will be but a day.
And we're taking a look here at the president's tweets.
But it won't bring
back. And to show you the power of these tweets, Donald Trump just tweeted today. Today is the publication date of Sacred Duty, a new book by the great U.S. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. And watch what happens here. Our great senator, tweets the president today, and star from the state of Arkansas, Tom Cotton, has just completed a wonderful book entitled Sacred Duty, about Arlington National Cemetery and the men and women who served with such love and devotion. On sale today, make it big. Well, folks, it already is. It's instantly the biggest selling serious book, even on the Amazon top 100. The Mueller report is above it. That's a serious book itself. But so Donald Trump immediately sent Tom Cotton's book to the top of Amazon. Another tweet from the president. Oh, and Tom Cotton, I saw an interview with him today. Tom Cotton apparently served in the honor guard. I'm not sure what the title of the soldiers who stand vigil at the Tomb of the Unknown, and who have been standing as an honor guard at Arlington for, I think, something like 80 years. Maybe one of you knows the story better than I do. But something, every minute, every second of every day, no matter what the weather, these soldiers have been standing at Arlington and guarding our most important monument to our fallen soldiers. And the story of Arlington itself is amazing. I'm trying to recall the details, but I believe Arlington is on the site of Robert E. Lee's home. And that was not intended as a compliment to Robert E. Lee when that was done by the Union Army in the Civil War. But nevertheless, it's a glorious connection there between Robert E. Lee and Arlington National Cemetery. How many tweets today? Tweets upon tweets. Billions of dollars, tweets our president, moving jobs back to the USA where they belong. Other countries are already negotiating with us because they don't want this to happen to them. That is what China is getting right now. They must be a part of USA action. This should have been done by our leaders many years ago. And then the president just writes a one-word sentence, enjoy, exclamation mark. So that's really a nice shot at all of these bozos, like the Bushes, Clinton, Obama, all of these idiots who are thumbsuckers on protecting American national interest. And what the president's recognizing with the Chinese in this deal is that we have the money. We buy the products. What's that adage that reigns supreme in business? The customer is always right. That's recognition of the fact that, folks, the customer's got the power. Not the merchant. The customer has the power because it's the customer who has the supreme authority. The ultimate power of, I'll take my business somewhere else. I don't need your damn product. Well, that's ours. Donald Trump, as the astute businessman that he is, instantly recognized that. We're shipping hundreds of billions of dollars when he came into office to China. So we can call some shots. We can define some terms. We can win a negotiation. Now, China came back with the weak paper tiger response of imposing some tariffs on the few things that we send to China. A tiny percentage of stuff that we sent to China compared to what we buy from them. That's a paper tiger move by the Chinese tiger. It ain't going to work. Here's the president. He says it more eloquently than Kelso ever can. 15 hours ago, the president tweeted this. China buys much, all caps, less from us than we buy from them. By almost $500 billion. So we are in a fantastic position. There's the president saying it. He's got it. Why didn't any of these other presidents get that? You know, thumbsuckers. Make your product at home in the USA, and there is no tariff. Is he saying this to anybody, any businessman anywhere in the world? You want to sell to the USA and you don't want to pay a tariff? Build your product in the USA. Employ Americans. Use American materials. Use American machinery and infrastructure. He says, let me continue that tweet. You can also buy, that is, we can buy from a non-tariffed country instead of China. Many companies are leaving China so that they will be more competitive for USA buyers. We are now a much bigger economy than China and have substantially increased in size since the great 2016 election. We are the piggy bank that everyone wants to raid and take advantage of. No more. There you go. There you go. And look at the speed with which the president has done this. I mean, he has so greatly increased the size of the U.S. economy that that last statement he made is quite true. Here's another such example. He tweets, today, in 1 year, tariffs have rebuilt our steel industry. It is booming. We placed a 25% tariff on dumped steel from China and other countries, and we now have a big and growing industry. We had to save steel for our defense and auto industries, both of which are coming back strong. Look at the decisiveness of Donald Trump's action. Oh, and we have to include Jimmy Carter in the list of thumbsuckers. And the president wishes him a speedy recovery from his hip surgery earlier today. And let's see here. A lot of tweets on special topics here. Okay, think big. Under my administration, we are restoring NASA to greatness, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, and we are going back to the moon, then Mars. I am updating my budget to include an additional $1.6 billion so that we can return to space in a big way. And, of course, then we connect with yesterday's story, the one I took to be the big story. And it was a huge story. That is the meeting of Donald Trump with Viktor Orban of Hungary. I wonder if we actually have a, I'll try to get an audio for you of that meeting of Viktor Orban with Donald Trump. Let me go back to my caller board here, and let me see if I have any callers I'm neglecting. We've got Dr. Kelly on the line. Dr. Kelly, are you there?
Oh yeah, I've been holding all night, Kelso.
Oh, sorry.
Just kidding. Let me issue
a blanket apology to every caller who has waited so patiently on my show, sometimes never even getting in on the show. All you callers out there, you can hear the show while you're holding, correct, Dr. Kelly?
Oh, absolutely, and it's a pleasure to hear you rant and rave, and I just want to give three nuggets here. That Hungary is a wonderful country to trade with. That's a good source of, organic beet powder, you know, healthy products. Their rivers are not ignitable, and, China can take a hike for all I care.
Well, and see, Hungary, yeah, we talked about Viktor Orban yesterday, who's one of his nicknames is Trump before Trump. Viktor Orban was a nationalist. And by the way, President Trump has called, this is so beautiful, Dr. Kelly, this guy has guts. Trump said, I am a nationalist. Wow, what a statement. I am a nationalist. That's a very bold statement. I mentioned to you, the greatest achievement of Donald Trump is the creation of this movement. This nationalist movement that he's created. And it's so gutsy of him to say that in the teeth of one of the curses of his administration, which has been the attempt by white nationalism to basically take a wrecking ball to his administration by, and I've identified, I'm the guy doing this, okay? White nationalism has been, and I'm talking about a thumb sucker, that's me. I didn't get it that white nationalism has been, since its inception, white national socialism. Okay, what is that? National socialism. You'd say, I've heard that word. That's the Nazi philosophy of Adolf Hitler. And the I didn't get to, I think show before last, I asked, maybe last show, I asked a question. If you wanted to come up with the worst possible mascot for a movement, guaranteeing that that movement would fail, who would you pick? Hitler. Adolf Hitler. Well, white national socialism, which is what white nationalism has always been since its inception with guys like George Lincoln Rockwell, the founder of the American Nazi Party. I'm not making this up. This is just childishly easy to look up, but nobody said it. Because white national socialism, called white nationalism, is very useful to the left. The left, this has been their favorite thing. What did Julie Andrews sing? These are a few of my favorite things. When the bee stings. Well, what the left can always do is put a white nationalist on national TV, identify anyone trying to help out to pursue the interests of white Americans, identify them with Hitler, because the guy on TV actually is, in fact, a guy who will say Zig Heil to Hitler, and you just killed that group. You killed that movement. Donald Trump has finally fixed that problem by creating, on his own, by himself, a movement of Americans to and European Americans to make America great again, to make this great European nation and its civilization, which he talks about explicitly over and over again, great again, as we once were before this dope Adolf Hitler brought the whole thing to a crashing catastrophe with his brilliant idea of World War II, the worst catastrophe to befall the white race in the history of our people. In all of history, no one did more damage to the white race than Adolf Hitler did with his dumbass idea of setting every European nation at war with every other European nation, with tens of millions of dead Europeans, and just the crushing, the destroying of the idea of white interests. Thank you. And Donald Trump had the guts to say, he said it right on, I am a nationalist. Rescuing that term from its more than 50-year-long ordeal being subsumed under white national socialism, which guaranteed the failure. That's why I say, these are a few of the left's favorite things. Bring a white nationalist on national TV. Associate anything European with Hitler, and you've just destroyed it. And it took Kelso forever to realize, and this is the Kelso challenge. Find me a white nationalist leader who denounces Adolf Hitler. Find me one in a video, in an essay, in a serious piece, who says, you know what? Hitler was a destroyer of our people. Find me one. You can't. And if you do find me one, I will gladly send you a crisp $100 bill. And it'll be money well spent for me, because you can find a guy. I couldn't. Decades, and I didn't find of being in there. I didn't find one. The closest any would come would be Jared Taylor. But Jared Taylor's never written an essay denouncing Hitler. I know Jared personally. He won't, at his conference, get up at the podium and say Hitler was a great destroyer of our people, of our race. He's not going to say that, because half his audience would march out of the room and pelt him with tomatoes. So even this very brave guy, Jared Taylor, doesn't have enough bravery to say the obvious. I think he's aware of it. I think he would agree with part of it, at least somewhat would agree with what I said. But that's as close as you come. And that's not good enough. A movement that picks Adolf Hitler as its mascot or won't say the obvious, that that's a dumb thing to do, is a catastrophe. Donald Trump finally has put that in the rearview mirror. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, we're back, folks. And you're listening to The Trump Phenomenon, a show dedicated to the greatest leader in American history. This is another, the Kelso Challenge is the one to find me a white nationalist leader who denounces Hitler. You can't. You can't. You can name me, but I'm signed up with Donald Trump, and nationalist, bravely, boldly using that word and building his greatest achievement of all. Donald Trump has built the movement that we've needed for more than half a century, and now that movement's not going to go away. And you out there listening to my voice, guess what? You're a charter member of that movement, and it's not going away, not in your lifetime, not in your children's lifetime. This is a permanent change in the history of our people. We will make our people great again. And thanks to Donald Trump, who sketched out exactly how to win, what to do, how to do it. This was his legacy. It will live long past his time and my time. And thank God for Donald Trump. the let me look at my caller board here. I just want to thank you, Dr. Kelly, for waiting. Thank you very much.
Oh, that was thank you so much too, Kelso. I heard the caller that has waited 3 years or been trying to get through, maybe. And
I didn't keep him waiting 3 years. He was wonderful.
And my assemblyman is running for the Senate position against a former Kamala Harris like staff member or something. And so
let's go to that, Dr. Kelly. Let's go to another bit of great encouraging news as we run out of time in today's show, folks, is that the demon rats are self-destructing big time right now. Beto O'Rourke is self-destructing. Joe Biden, boy, does he have a China problem, folks. Oh, talk about a big story. His son, Hunter, Joe Biden flew to China. Then shortly thereafter, a $1 billion deal inked by Hunter Biden. Oh, the dirt. Talk about dirtying himself up. Joe Biden's got a big problem. And all the other candidates, the garbage that's in their closets is wonderful. And so the demon rats are self-destroying. The president's booming economy is just booms ever bigger. And so it's looking, you know, we've got to, as I say, Dr. Kelly, whether we win or not in 2020 and in 2024 and 2028 and so on, et cetera, on down the road, because we are losing the demographic battle. We are losing our numerical control of our country, us Europeans are, that is. We have a movement to protect ourselves, to defend ourselves, founded by a man who understands, the fundamental fact of our greatness as a people, our value as a people. We write symphonies, he said there in Warsaw when he addressed this question of the great in front of a great anti-Nazi monument in the middle of Warsaw. No coincidences there. This movement will be the one that our grandchildren and our descendants refer back to, this founding, as and it will include, it's a worldwide movement that Donald Trump has brought together, including people like Viktor Orban, people like Marine Le Pen, and Salvini of Italy, and Farage of Britain, and the Sverige Demokraterna of Sweden. This movement of Europeans to save ourselves, to save our people, really Donald Trump is the pivotal figure in its creation. And this is his greatest achievement. And what's the song? No, they can't take that away from you, folks. They can't take it away from you. It's a done deal. The elections, those are, that's a miracle that Donald Trump will pull off as often as he can. But we're not going to be able to. In Hungary, they've regained control of their country. And numerically, the Hungarians will always, Hungary will live forever. Poland will live forever. Those nations have recovered in time. We are at too close to the tipping point ourselves here in America to count on the fact that we can regain the kind of control of our country that we had as a people back when I was a boy. Maybe we can, but that will be another Trump miracle should that happen. We'll be back again tomorrow night. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. So long for now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.